Okay, so Chevra, one of the big differences between Hilchos Nida, the way it is taught in our yeshiva, and Hilchos Nida, the way it comes up in quote-unquote more yeshivish places or yeshivish places that are somewhat different than Shiur Saben Yitzchak Elchanan, relates to what's called the Ona of the Or Zeruah. If you remember, there's a halacha, the Gemara in Shavuos, that Chayav Adam that you have to separate from your wife by the Ona Samach Vesta. And the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Kuf Pei Dalet Se'if Beis, that if her Vesas is Biyom, so then you separate the Laila beforehand, right? You separate Mitash Shamita Sovat. If the Ona is Biyom, You separate the entire Ona and your Mutter afterwards. If the Ona is Biyom, you separate the entire Yom. Even if the Ona is at the end of the day, you only separate during the Yom. That's what the Mechaber says. However, in the Tur, they quote two different Shitos over here. There's the Shita of the Avi Yosef. Now, Avi Yosef is called by the Hagos Maimini, that the din of Ona is Yom Olayla b'yom Nisan v'Tishrei, b'chati Yom b'chati Olayla b'yom Tamuz v'Teves, meaning that we take the day of Nisan and Tishrei, which are days that are roughly 12 hours, and 12 hours is the Zman of Ona, which is going to end up being b'chati Yom and Chatzi Laila, if it is during summer months or the like. That's the Shita of the Avi Yosef. The Avi Yosef happens to be the Ravya. That's who it is. There's another Shita that's quoted, called the Shita of the Or Zeruah. And the Or Zeruah also quotes from the Ravya. But the Zeruah quotes from the Ravya even more than that. He quotes from the Ravya that you should be Poresh Chof Dalet Shavuos. Right? If the Vesas is Biyayim, you're Poresh that Yom and the Laila Shalafonav. It's a 24-hour Prisha. According to the Avi Asaf, the way it is called Nagos Maimini, it's 12 hours, but we cheshbin out the 12 hours based on 12 hours Nisan and Tishrei. The Or Zeruah says that it's that Ona and the Ona beforehand. The Beis Yosef rejects these Shitos because it's a Chumri Yaseira and it's against the Gemara. The Gemara in Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara asks, "My love, Ona Shalafonav lo also Ona," meaning that there is no din of Prisha at all, but Ona Shalafonav. So the Or Zeruah L'cha'ira is against the Gemara. The Avi Yosef also is against the Gemara. The Avi Yosef says that you're Poresh, but also Ona. That means Yom and Laila. If the Re'iyah is expected a Yom, you're Poresh the entire Yom. The Re'iyah is expected a Laila, you're Poresh the entire Laila. So both the Or Zeruah and the Avi Yosef seem to be against the Gemara. They're also both quoting the same person. They're both quoting the Ravya. So it can't be that they're saying the same thing. So as a matter of halacha, Beis Yosef rejects it. The overwhelming majority of poskim reject this Or Zeruah, and the Avi Yosef totally rejected, nothing to talk about. The Chazon Ish edited one sefer on Hilchos Nida called the Taras Bas Yisrael. In there, the Chazon Ish writes not to be choshesh for the Or Zeruah at all, because it's against the Pashtus and the Gemara. The way Rabbi Schechter says it in the back of the Rav Sobolovsky book, on page 308, is that obviously the Or Zeruah, the Avi Yosef, had a different girsa than the Gemara. It happens that if you get beneath the hood a teeny bit, and the footnotes in the Torah point out that the lashon of the Ravya is Shirigilam Lifrosh Samach Lavesta. Regilam Lifrosh, and the footnote 6 points out from a Tshuva the Maharsham, the Regilam Lifrosh is that it's not Medina. It's a minhag that developed after the Gemara. Regilam Lifrosh. The Pashtus is that this minhag developed because they want to maintain the dinim of Prisha. The dinim of Prisha we paskin are only mitash mishamigda, not from chibuk and nishuk. Apparently, most women would get, is this true? Most women would get their periods during the day, not at night. And if that's the case, so then the whole halacha of Prisha is command alessa. So therefore, in order to maintain the din, the minhag somehow developed that you separate either the 12 hours, which will bite into the night a little bit, or the 24 hours of the Arzarua. That's the Pashtus. Reb Kiva Eger does not hold like the Arzarua. The Teres HaShlomim does not hold like the Arzarua. The Chavis Das does not hold like the Arzarua. No one seems to hold like the Arzarua. Okay. The Taz writes that even our version of the Arzarua is wrong. Even the way I explain the Arzarua, again, this is a little bit of my interpretation of the Taz, that the Arzarua stamas ayachumra la'achar chasimas ha-Talmud. The lashon of the Taz is v'tamuahu la'achmir amashim mefurash b'Talmud la'hakel. Right? You can't be machmir in something that's beferish in the Gemara la'hakel. That's what it says. So everyone seems to reject the Arzarua, but comes along the Shach in Os Zayin, and the Shach writes that he thinks the Arzarua is correct. The Beis Yosef rejects the Arzarua, but there's a Ra'avon who agrees with it, and therefore you should be Choshish for it. By the way, it's all the same Beis Medrash, no? Ravon, Ravya, Arzarua. It's like, it's not really, like Dr. Soloveitchik would say, you're not quoting three different people, you're quoting one Beis Medrash. But okay, what about the Gemara? So the Shach writes that the Gemara is talking about when a woman has a vesis at a specific time. She always sees at 3 p.m., but if the woman's vesis jumps all over the place, sometimes 1, sometimes 3, sometimes 9 a.m., so because she's all jumping around, so therefore you have to be poresh even beforehand. And the Bach writes, the hayored var Hashem should be knowing like the Arzarua, and the minhag in many yeshivos in there, Israel and Lakewood, etc., is that they teach the Arzarua to Chassanim. We are totally not into this, like we mentioned beforehand, that it's against the Gemara. The idea that the Shach has, that you should be choshish for the Arzarua, and we note in some places they have this Chumra. Rav Vosner writes that certainly you shouldn't have the Chumra al gabe Chumra, meaning to say, we are machmir, like the Shach writes in Osvav, we're machmir for Chibuk v'nishuk, by Ona Hasamach Lavesta as well. Medina de Gemara, from Shulchan Aruch, it says Chibuk v'nishuk is mutter. The Taz writes it's Asur me'ikar hadin. He has a difficult raya from Hilchos Avelos. I believe we discussed this. The Shach says that it's a chumrah to Aser Chibuk and Ishuk. If it's a Chumrah, so you should certainly not hold of that Chumrah by Ona HaSamach Lavesta. So even in yeshivas where they hold of it, they don't hold of it by Ona HaSamach Lavesta. There are some who say that you should hold of the Arzarua, but not during Shana Rishona of marriage. Again, my general shita about these things is that any time that it's mutter for a couple to be together, the halacha should allow them to be together. We should not have any chumras in this area. In our world, we see that having chumras not to be together can be a very bad thing. I'll just say it like that. So I think we should be mekel. In the Sefer Mishmeres HaTahara, he points out that in certain communities, they were machmir. The minig in Hungary was to be machmir. The Lechem V'Simla, who was the Hungarian posik, is machmir. The minig in Lita and Galicia was to be mekel. Now, this idea that the Shach has, that because her Veses jumps around, so therefore we have to be machmir, the Chavis Das says that this is really not reasonable. The Chavis Das says, if anything, the fact that the Veses is less established should indicate, this is the Chavis Das in Ois Gimel, that should indicate that we have to be Poreish less. Elamai, what the Shach holds, is the Chavis Das explains that because she always sees during the daytime, but sometimes at 3, sometimes at 9, etc., that shows me that the entire daytime is her Veses, and therefore the Ona Samach Veses is beforehand. That's the way the Chavis Das explains it, but it's difficult. It's mamish difficult, and the Chavis Das concludes, Misvara Nira de Ein Lahachmi Bevestis Drabonon. We pass in the Veses is Drabonon. Certainly, you should not be Machmir beforehand. Don't hold the Oriza Rua, Veses is Drabonon. Even though the Chavis Das feels that when your Veses jumps around, there's less reason to be Machmir, but there's a different Chavis Das who feels that when the Veses jumps around, there's more of a reason to be Machmir. There's a Din and Seif Tes. That b'shas haveses, you have to do a bedika. Over haveses below, butka, there's two opinions, whether it's a surah adjective dok or not. So the Chavis Das and these test rates that this din, that one bedika helps, is only if you have a veses that is very precise. It's only you have a veses at exactly that moment. But if your Veses jumps around, sometimes the beginning of the Aina, sometimes at the end of the Ona, etc., so then you need a Moch Dochok, the entire Zman of the Veses, the entire Zman of the Veses. That's what the Chavis Das writes. Meaning, the fact that she jumps around is more of a reason. There's more of a reason, Lahachmir. The Piskei Tshuva in Os Yud Zayin quotes the Chavis Das, and he writes, this is just not accepted, Lahalacha. And the Badei HaShulchan doesn't accept it, etc. But what's interesting is the Chavis Das in Os Tes is saying precisely the Sevara that the Shach seems to hold of. And although the Chavis Das does not like the Shach earlier in Seif Katan Gimel of the Chavis Das, over here in Seif Katan Tes, the Chavis Das seems to agree with the same Svara. The Svara that what? That by Bedikos Ba'ona Samach Vesta, or Bedikos by the Shas HaVeses, the fact that she jumps around is more Machmir, so therefore you would need a Moch Dachuk the entire time. The whole thing is Mamish very difficult. Ramosha Feinstein, in one of his Tshuvas, writes that we sort of accept the Chavis Das of Bedikos by when her Veses jumps around, that she should theoretically need a Bedika the entire Veses. And Ramosha writes that a woman should therefore wear white underwear, B'shas HaVeses. We already had a discussion about a Hargasha below Re'iya, no? And whether you become Tomei or not, we said from the Trumas HaDeshen, the Hargosh Lori is Tomei, the Radvaz disagrees, that comes up in Kuf Tzadi. We quoted that Reb Tzadik HaKayin of Lublin says that if you do a B'dika right away, first of all, it's Machlokes Chavis Das Kreisi Plesi, whether doing a B'dika right away helps. Tzadik says that for this, a B'dika doesn't have to be internal. An external B'dika, just wearing underwear is good enough. Just wearing tight-fitting underwear is good enough. And Moshe says the same idea by the Ona HaSamach by the Veses. Moshe says that on the day of the Veses, she should wear white underwear, and that will count as some sort of bedika, like the Chavis Das. My understanding is that Kala teachers do not teach this. No? Ask your wives. I don't think this is taught Klavi Ikar. I think we just entirely reject the Chavis Das, the Badia Shochan Sifkat and Nundalin. Moshe has like Stama Zayachumra, which ends up coming along the lines of the Chavis Das. The fact that there's a steer in the Chavis Das, I mamish don't understand. That I mamish don't understand. Okay. The Ramah, the end of Se'if Beis, has a famous comment. Isha shemeshanes vesta lahakdim shneim u'shloshi yamim u'la'acher, kishemagiyaz man vesta tzarech lifrosh yimena shneim u'shloshi yamim kodem u'achera, v'ayin v'kamon simin kuf peites. So the Ramah writes that if a woman is Mishanis Vesta, meaning her Vesas jumps around sometimes this day, sometimes that day, so therefore you have to be Poresh the entire time. You have to be Poresh for 2 or 3 days. Now the simple reading of this Ramah is the way the Noid Behuda understands it. The Noid Behuda is quoted in the Pisrei Tshuva Os Ches. Now we're talking about a woman who sees blood sometimes day 29, sometimes 30, 31. She's always within a certain range. So therefore you have to be Poresh the entire time. The limud that the Neid Yehuda has for this is from the Dinim in Kuf Pei Vav Se'if Gimel. Kuf Pei Vav is talking about that a woman needs bedika kodem tashmish if she does not have a veses. The Mechaber writes over there that if she has what I would call a negative veses, she never sees dam within 14 days. So during those 14 days, she's like an isha sheyeshla veses and does not need any bedika kodem tashmish. Zakhtin Noidi Yehuda. You see from that din in Kuf Pei Vav that there's something called what I would call a Veses within a range. No? It's a range of a Veses. It's not specific. It's Ke'ilu, the opposite idea of that Shach that we're talking about beforehand. Because the Veses is in the range, right? So therefore, when a woman has a range that she sees Dam 29, 30, 31, always at some point in that area, so the din of Prisha is that entire time. That's where the Noid Behuda understands this based on that Trumas Hadash, and that's quoted in Kuf Pei Vav Se'if Gimel. The Afraidim say, what are you talking about? Bring it right from Kuf Pei Vav Se'if Gimel. Kuf Pei Vav Se'if Gimel is talking about a negative Veses. That's a woman who does not see Dam. She never sees Dam within 14 days. Garnished mit garnished. Kein molnished. Right? You don't see Dam within those 14 days. So we could say that for a negative Veses, range counts. But for a positive Veses, we have never seen in the history of Judaism that this idea of the range counts at all. That's one of the arguments against this Noid Behuda. In the Chavis Das, in Se'if Katan Dalet, again, it's quoted by the Pesach Tshuva, the Chavis Das quotes this Noid Behuda, and he says, one second, if you're going to tell me that a woman sees Dam within a range, that you always have to be Choshesh from within that range, so in Quenzine, that every woman always sees Dam within a range, let's say of 20 days, she always sees Dam within that 20-day range, right? That's probably 97% of 51% of humanity, right? Like, there's always a range that you see your blood during that range, you get your period during that range. So as a Chavis Das, are you going to tell me, right, mamash achumra, that you need to have a moch dachuk for all 20 days? Chavis Das says that's untenable. Never heard of that. Never heard of that. Rather, the Chavis Das comes up and he says a razzle-dazzle pshat in this Ramah. His pshat in the Ramah and the Shach in Kuf Pei Tes, Lamed Tes, says something similar. The Piskei Tshuva references that over here. The idea of the Isha Shemeshanis Vesta Beis Yamim or Gimel Yamim is that, let's say the woman has a Veses Kavua. She always sees Dam on the third day of the month. Always. Then her Veses Kavua has been broken. Meaning, she sees Dam 1 month, not on the third of the month, on the fifth of the month. So Zok the Shach, what the Rambam means, is that you have to be Choshesh for both the Veses Kavua and the new Veses She'eno Kavua. You have to be Choshesh for the third of the month, where she's been seeing all the time, and you have to be Choshesh for the fifth of the month also, because maybe she's establishing a new period, a new regular cycle on the fifth of the month. Yechosher Veses Kavua and Veses She'eno Kavua both. Of course, this pshat is very difficult because that din is basically Beferish and Shulchan Aruch. The din, if you have a Veses Kavua and then you see Dam one time, not on the Veses Kavua, so the fact is you have to be Choshesh. Grand, amazing, right? That's Beferish and the Mechaber practically. The Chachanos Lamed Tes is not really saying much more than the Mechaber says. The Shachin Kuf Pei Tes Lamed Tes. Very hard to know what to do with this Rama. These things are called in halacha the yomim nevochim. Yomim nevochim means the complicated, confused days. If a woman always sees dam within a flow, within a certain range, we call that the yomim nevochim. The answer to the Chavos Das's kasha about, let's say your range is 20 days, is found in the Sefer Leket Yosher, which is quoted. The Leket Yosher was one of Rabbi Yosef Nuntagen or something. He was one of the Rabbonim in Frankfurt am Main. Some of the Minhagim of Frankfurt am Main come from the Leket Yosef, the Yosef Ometz, whatever. These are the Sfarim that they use down the street. Actually, not at all. No. But the Minhagim of Frankfurt am Main that were originally established are found in like the Leket Yosher. So in the Leket Yosher, he writes that the pshat is 2 or 3 days of bleeding within a range of 7 days. We mentioned that the din nida min hatayra is 7, 11. Zava is 11, nida is 7. Is there any relevance of that 7 anymore? So it could be, yeah. Could be that we'll establish some sort of pattern within that Torah frame of 7 days. That's what the Leket Yosher writes. The Pashtus in the Ramah is not like that also. Pashtus in the Ramah is that Isha Shemeshanis Vesta Lahakdim Shnayim Oshloshi Yamim. He doesn't say Shnayim Oshloshi Yamim within a 7 day range. He says Shnayim Oshloshi Yamim. So what's the story with this Noda B'Yehuda? Do we accept this Know the Yehuda or not? So, in Igris Moshe, Chelak Beis Simin Samach Zayin, he has a long discussion. He basically writes that there's a chumrah to accept this Know the Yehuda. But the chumrah to accept the Know the Yehuda obviously is not supposed to be put together with the chumrah of the Orzeruah. And should obviously not be put together with the Chumrah of Chibuk V'Nishuk. Like, how far can you go, right? If you want to do the Chumrah of the Week Club, right, these are the areas where you're going to get it in Hilchas Nida, right? Rav Moshe writes, though, that he thinks in these Yomim Nevochim, it's a good idea to do a Bedika Kodem Tashmish. Even though in Simin Kuf Pei Vav, the way we'll have to talk about it, Lamaisa, in terms of the Shach's approach, but the way we deal with this situation is you have a woman who's ein lavesis. There certainly is no requirement to do a bedik kaidim tashmish in almost all cases. Zok Moshe, it's a good idea though, in these yomim nevochim, to do a bedik kaidim tashmish, because this is the range when she's going to see dam. So the fact is, this month she only has to separate the 29th. But it's very likely that she'll separate on the 30th. We should say, like, she'll get her period on the 30th, because she always sees within this range. So even though your pre-shah day was only the 29th, if you want to have tashmish on the 30th, don't do that without a bedika. It's a good idea. One of my students who learned Hilchos, who did chosen classes with Avdani Schreiber in the Gush. So he sent me his notes. Avdani Schreiber has like different nuskaot. He's like, sometimes it's ra'oi v'nachon to do a bedika. Sometimes it's just a chumra. Sometimes he has like different nuskaot about how you say it. In this case, he writes it's a chumra. It's kedai lahachmir. It's not even ra'oi v'nachon. It's kedai lahachmir. That's probably weaker than ra'oi v'nachon, no? Okay. So this is the famous Noida B'Yehuda about the Yomim Nevochim. Again, Lamaisa, we are not really Choshesh for this Noida B'Yehuda. We're not really Choshesh for the Noida B'Yehuda, although there is a certain logic to it. But Ladina, it's not accepted. And Ladina, once the Vesas has passed, she's Muteres, without question. Is it a good idea, right, Tov lahachmir, not to have Tasha Shemitah without doing the Bedika first? Maybe. That I could hear. But Lamaisa, we don't really hold like this Neid of Yehuda. That, I think, is what emerges Ladina. So that's Kuf Pei Dalet Se'if Beis. And Kuf Pei Dalet Se'if Gimel. Right, there's a din that by a ketana, we do not choshesh for. We're not choshesh for the vestals until she has seen three times. Now, seeing three times, the pashtus over here means that she saw three times and she established the veset. If she just saw three times, has not established the veset, so then there's no chash of veset she'ina kavua by a ketana at all. Again, this point is made by the Pisrei Tshuva in Os Tes. It's against the Taz, but Ladina, a Katana, unless she established a full-fledged Vesas, there's no Chiyuv of Prisha at all. Sif Dalet is something that we covered already partially. Sif Dalet says a woman who's Regila Liros Behane Tzachama, we're not sure. She's only Asura Biyom. 2 points. It says in Shulchan Aruch, she's Regil Liros B'Hanei Tzachama. Throughout the Simen, we talk about day as being Hanei Tzachama. Mishnah in Megillah, and Daf Chaf tells me that the din of Yom versus Laila is Amud HaShachar, right? Until Tzitzak L'Chaven. But in this area, it's based on Hanei Tzachama. What's the pshat? So the Chavistas writes that he thinks the pshat is that what? He thinks the pshat is that the Teva Ha'isha is based on the sunlight, is based on Hanei Tzachama and Toshkiya. Can someone ask a doctor, please, if there's any evidence for this at all? Well, my guess is absolutely not, right? My guess is that this idea of Hanei Tzachama being the Koveya, that the Chavistas says, not abundantly sure. What I would have suggested is that although min ha-toira, we treat Alos HaShachar as the Haskalos HaYom, but it still is a teeny bit of a suffix. If I daven Ma'ariv L'maisa after Alos HaShachar, no? Bidi Yevid, you're out partying, like with Rabbi Gamliel's sons or something, and you daven Ma'ariv after Alos HaShachar, well, Paskin, it's okay. Right? I once wanted to establish a Gaminyan factory, like Meyer and Shachar's. No, one right after the other, right? good trick, no? We don't do that. But the point is that I would have argued that because we treat it like a shtickle suffix, and the whole din of prisha ba'ona samach vesta is fundamentally a chumra machma suffix that shall be ro adam. So maybe I am not nervous until it's vaday yom in the sense of mamish vaday yom until hanetzachava. Perhaps that's what I would say. Again, I don't know.
Well, it's the same either way. If it's before nates, then you have to be courage the whole night. And if it's after, it doesn't make a difference.
Well, and thus I'm going to treat that zman before hanetzachama like it's really yes, Laila, as opposed to treating it like it's
also the whole night.
Oh, you're saying it doesn't matter because either you're usher at night or during the day. And as the way Shulchan Aruch says it, you're usher at night. The way I'm saying it, it would be that you're usher. Right. I hear. No, good point. Okay, so strike that one from the record. But the idea is as follows. If a woman is regila lirais, and we're not sure before hanetz or after, so la halacha, she's only asur biyom. We assume that the vesis is only the daytime vesis. Why is this? So the shach writes, because since vestos are drabonon, so safik drabonon lahakel. Right, this is the raya that we pass in ladina, that vestos are drabonon, right? Or that we pass in that ladina, that prisha, but onas al vestos drabonon, against that whole razzle dazzle mahalach that we said for Reb Chaim, etc. Right, the shach paskins, because vestas are drabonon, so prisha ba'una samach vestas drabonon, therefore you go by the later time. Comes on the Chavis Das, and the Chavis Das says, this doesn't make sense. You know, suffik drabonon lahakel is true, but what about a suffik drabonon lahakel b'makom cheskes iser? So in Simen Kuf Yod, right, the Pri Chadash writes that we don't say suffik to rabbanon lahakel makom cheskas iser. The shach and the pri chadash say we don't say suffik to rabbanon lahakel makom cheskas iser. This is not really cheskas iser. Cheskas iser means if the status quo was that it's aser, so I can't say suffik to rabbanon lahakel because I assume that the status quo continues. But over here says the Chavis Das, it's a different category. It's a category called ikbat yisura. The Rambam famously paskins that suffek do'iraisa lahachmir is a din d'rabbanon. No? The Rambam says that min ha-toira, there is no need to be machmir and sveikis. The fact that I'm machmir and a suffek do'iraisa, the Rambam tells me, is a din d'rabbanon. The Sefer Charedim assumes it's a din d'iraisa, most assume it's a din d'iraisa. Rashba holds it's d'iraisa. The Sefer Charedim says it's d'iraisa based on the pasuk v'charta b'chayim, that you're supposed to make sure that histalik mina safek, like the Mishnah tells me in Avos. But the Rambam writes, safek d'iraisa lahachmir is a din d'rabbanan. So they ask Akasha, how do you ever bring a korban asham toli? And this is like the first Shev Shmaitza, no? How do you ever bring a korban asham toli if safek d'rabbanan, if safek d'iraisa lahachmir is a din d'rabbanan, how do you ever bring a korban? So you have to say that the din of bringing an asham talay is different because it's ikba isura, meaning the case of safek d'oraisa when I have two pieces of meat in front of me, one is kosher, one is treif, and I'm not sure which piece of meat I took. To machlokes hatanoim, some assume that that's the pshat in asham talay. Two pieces of meat in front of me, one is kosher, one is treif. So in that case, a different type of safek because the tarfis is definitely here. If it's a shaila where there's tafras at all, so then the Rambam is going to say safik d'raisa l'hachmir midrabbanan. But when it's ikba isura, when the is, pardon me, when the isra is mamish here, so then everybody would say that safik d'raisa l'hachmir min hatayra. That's the famous answer to the Rambam. If that's the case, the Chavis Das asks over here. He says, oh, I see that by ikba isura, I'm more machmir on a suffik than I am when it's lo ikba isura. So the Chavos Das in Ilse Vav says, one second, Shach, you're telling me that if I have a Shaila, is her Vesas Biyayim or is her Vesas the Laila? Right? I'm not sure. Is it before Hanetzacham or after Hanetzacham? So therefore, Safik Rabbanon Lahakel, and you assume the later time for the Vesas. That doesn't make sense, Zak the Chavos Das, because this is a case of Ikba Isura. This is a case that you know for sure she had her Vesas. You know for sure it's like the piece of treif meat is right here. So if that's the case, says the Chavos Das, it should be mamish usser. You can't say suffix derabbanan lahakel. Just like the Rambam holds a suffix of ikbay sura is a more chamor type of suffix, zak the Chavos Das, we can't say suffix derabbanan lahakel b'makam ikbay sura. Now the Chavos Das is quoting the dinim a little bit wrong. And in the footnotes over here, they point out the Chavos Das is referring to cases of doing malacha during Bein HaShemashos, and that is not the topic of conversation ever. But nonetheless, the yisod that a suffix by ikba yisura is more chamor makes it to Shulchan Aruch, makes it to the Rambam, it's a standard approach. The Imre Baruch, not Rabbi Simon, the Imre Baruch, Baruch Franco to Umim, on the bottom of the Chavos Das, he has his hagos on the Chavos Das. So he wants to say that it's not shayach to talk about ikba yisura by prisha ba'ona hasamach vesta. If it's the vesas itself, so then there's an iser present. But what I'm talking about is not the vesas itself. I'm talking about the aina hasamach vesta. So the question I have is not subject to the rules of ikba isura. Ikba isura means, right, I have two pieces of meat, right? One is kosher, one is treif. So in that situation, even though the Ramon subject I saw the Hachmir Midrabanon, nonetheless, you can bring Karban Hashem Toloi. But over here, my Shaila isn't about whether there is Isser here. My Shaila is whether there will be Isser in the future. So B'kahai Gavna, certainly, I should say that Suffolk Drabanon Lahakel. That's the approach that the Imre Baruch says to answer the Chavos Das's question. I actually think it's quite compelling. I actually like his approach very much. Okay, so what we did today is we finished Kuf Pei Daled through Seif Daled. And Ezra's Hashem, I'm gonna try to finish Kuf Pei Daled in the next few days and just keep on moving through Hilchos Nida, because as we mentioned, we want to get to Hilchos Mikvaos. I did mark some of the Bechinas, but not all. Perhaps by tomorrow, those of you who are present, we'll get their Bechinas back, but perhaps. Okay, gentlemen, have a great day.